Both teams shooting 60% plus here in the second half, Mike.
Yeah, the Badgers, four of their last four, Wall and Crow, 4 points each during this stretch. Three of three, though, for Minnesota. It's inescapable that this league has some of the best left-handed shooters in the country. Would you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, every time Wisconsin lines up against somebody, you have to point out, well, he's a left-hander or he's a left-hander, and they abound in this league.
Yeah, TJD, obviously, Trace Jackson Davis, Hunter Dickinson, Gophers have their lefties. And if you've been out and about today and just checking in, the Badgers will play the Fighting Big Daddies, Inside Humor. Our nickname for Paul Keels, the voice of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Wisconsin and Ohio State Wednesday at 5:30 at the United Center in Chicago.
Chris Holtman left the last meeting early. So did Bryce Sensabaugh. Played only 16 minutes before fouling out.
Yeah, Holtman got tossed. Got that second tech pretty quickly. It was you know, kind of beginning to be that time of year where everybody's mad at everybody. And it's still going on. Maybe not at Purdue so much. They won the league outright. They're pretty happy. 11:29 to play, 50-46. Minnesota. Talon Cooper will inbound. And they get a quick hitter to Garcia. Missed the chip shot. And the rebound tip from Wall to Hepburn. And that is a big break for Wisconsin. Badgers back on offense, down four. Here's Klesman of the right wing. Bounce pass to Wall, right of the lane. He's against Ola Joseph. Wall starts to back on Ola Joseph. Garcia the double, and Wall threw it away. Tried to slip a pass to Gilmore. That double team, though, for Minnesota. And got Wall out of sync, and the Badgers turn it over. Just five turnovers here tonight for the Wisconsin Badgers. Seven for Minnesota. Ola Joseph comes out now. Pharrell Payne in there, along with Carrington, Battle, Garcia, and Talon Cooper. 11:05 remaining, 50-46 Minnesota. Cooper will drift to the right side. Bounce pass to Carrington, matched up with Asijan. Carrington on the dribble, gives off to Garcia, loops it inside, caught by Payne, low on the right, bounces out to Carrington, open three straight away, good. Inside out they go, 53-46 Minnesota. And Greg Gard will ask for and receive a timeout as the Badgers are down by seven again. That's what they were looking at the half. For a 30-second timeout here taken by Wisconsin, 10:39 to play, 53-46. Minnesota leads Wisconsin.
And prior to this matchup, we highlighted some of Minnesota's better players. The obvious, Dawson Garcia, Jamison Battle, Talon Cooper. But Braden Carrington and Joshua Ola Joseph have really played well in complementary roles thus far tonight.
Well, big time. Ola Joseph with 10, Carrington with 7. Ola Joseph had a 17-point game at Rutgers. With a guy like Carrington, it's just been about staying healthy. Man, he missed a seven-game stretch and then couldn't finish a game against Nebraska. It was a lower body injury. Looked like he aggravated it late in the game against Rutgers a few days ago. But he's been in there and playing well here tonight. 25 to shoot, 10:39 to play, 53-46 Minnesota. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Chucky up top, throws to Klesman at the left point. It's a screen from Gilmore. Klesman top of the circle, drives on Battle, down the lane, runs it up, and that's over everything. Gilmore had the rebound, then it got knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Minnesota.
Battle's size really factored into the type of shot that Max Klesman took.
Here comes Hepburn, baseline right to inbound. Isaac Lindsay on the floor for Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Wall. Now Klesman. Quick pass to Hepburn. Left wing. Chucky, a step back baseline left jumper. That's too long. No good. Wall fights for the rebound and gets it at the right block. Wall against Garcia. Tyler, a couple of pumps. Now lower the left. Up and in. Good work by Tyler Wall. The second chance points for Wisconsin. 53-48 Minnesota. 10:07 remaining. 17 points for Wall tonight. Talon Cooper high on the right. Cooper against Hepburn. Bounce pass Carrington. Throws to Battle at the left point. Battle checked by Klesman to throw to Garcia. He's with Wall. 10 on the shot clock. Cooper high on the right. And wanted to go inside to Payne, but he got tied up by Carter Gilmore. That's foul number three on Gilmore and number three on Wisconsin here in the second half. 9:49 to play, 53-48 the Gophers. Minnesota 7 of 12 in the second half. The Badgers 9 of 15. Cooper, baseline rival inbound. Goes into battle quick, shooting for a three. Right side off the rim, no good. Rebound, Carter Gilmore. And a stop for Wisconsin. Here's Chucky Hepburn. Chucky on the right side, leads it for Klesman. Max dribbles up top. A pass for Hepburn at the left point against Cooper. And Hepburn got by him. Low on the left, slammed on the brakes, and then gets the bucket to drop. And danced off the rim and went through. Boy, Chucky just hit the brakes hard. It turned into a flyby. 53-50 Minnesota. 9:20 remaining. Carrington high on the right. Throws to Pharrell Payne. He's with Gilmore. Back out to Carrington right wing. Carrington with Lindsay on him. A pass for Cooper. Quick toss to Garcia. High low into Payne. And he got tied up by Gilmore. And that was a pretty hard foul there from Carter Gilmore.
You think it was a flagrant? Now, in defense of Gilmore, he was stumbling as he was trying to make contact with Payne, but yep, brought him down with a tackle.
Say nothing. They say no excessive there. That's four fouls on Gilmore. And Pharrell Payne made his one free throw attempt, but he's 48% for the season. 53-50, Minnesota, 9:08 remaining. No big protest, by the way, from Ben Johnson trying to get a flagrant. First free throw, dances off the rim and out, no good. Stephen Crowell in for Gilmore.
I mean, it was the right play by Carter Gilmore. Yep. That's an easy basket and
yep,
a dunk.
Absolutely.
He doesn't do something to stop him.
Second free throw coming up for Payne. 5 points all in the first half. He averages 8 a game. Second attempt on the way, and that's no good. Rebound, Tyler Wohl. Well, the Gophers leave 2 points at the free throw line. Here's Chucky Hepburn, almost lost it off his leg. Goes inside. Nice speed. Crowell low on the left. Layup good. It counts at a foul. Pharrell Payne with his fourth foul. What a look from Chucky Hepburn to set up Crowell as the Badgers are within one.
It's one of the better passes we've seen from Hepburn this year. Just a bounce pass to Crowell. Crowell, again, gathering himself, making sure he gets the basket. We've seen so often with Stephen missing shots close range. This time he made sure he drew the foul.
Payne picks up his fourth foul. Joshua Ola-Joseph is in. So Crowell and Wohl each with 17. Crowell at the foul line trying to tie the game, and he does around the rim and in. And we're tied at 53 with 8 minutes and 58 seconds remaining. And here comes Talon Cooper through the center circle as the Badger fans start to stir. All in all, a pretty good crowd here at the barn tonight. With the ball is Cooper high on the left. Garcia sets the screen, and now Cooper driving uncontested to the rim, layup good. Chucky got caught up in that screen. 55-53 Minnesota, 8:35 remaining. Max Klesman up top, throws to Hepburn high on the left. Chucky to the free throw line, out the Wohl. Wohl eyes it up, now puts it on the deck, right of the lane. Wohl in the lane, goes up right hand, good off the glass. 19 for Wohl, tied at 55, 8:17 to play. Talon Cooper brings it back up. Wisconsin 12 of 18 in the second half. Minnesota 8 of 14. Ola-Joseph top of the circle, hands off to Garcia, pulls up, 18-footer straight away, short, no good. Long rebound, Ola-Joseph trying to save and cannot along the right sideline. It'll be Wisconsin ball as we're now at the under 8 media timeout. Another tie game because, of course, from the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:59 to play, Wisconsin 55, Minnesota 55. Back in a moment, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
7 minutes and 59 seconds to play. The Badgers and Gophers are tied at 59. Mentioned in the first half, Mike, Wisconsin was 2 of 10 from the three-point line. They have abandoned that in the second half. They are paint-pounding right now. 12 of 18, all the shots inside the arc, and now 44 paint points for Wisconsin.
Would you agree this is the best we've seen Tyler Wall since the injury against Minnesota? He's 8 of 10 from the field. Now, granted, this is a team, Minnesota, without an overpowering center. At least Payne it can be, but he's very inexperienced. Nola Joseph has been playing in foul trouble, and so has Payne. And the Badgers' bigs have taken advantage of it around the rim.
Yeah, Payne on the bench with the four fouls. Nola Joseph is in there with the three. Garcia out there as well. Isaac Lindsay continues to get run here for Wisconsin. He's out there with Klesman, Hepburn, Wall, and Crow. Nola Joseph, Cooper, Carrington, Garcia, and Battle for Minnesota. 55-55, 7:59 remaining. And here comes Chucky Hepburn. Up the left sideline of the front court for Wisconsin. High screen, Wall, and Crowell. Hepburn uses it. Will move into his right. Goes to Crowell, top of the circle. Turns to Lindsay at the left point. Good pass to Crowell, left of the circle. Hands off to Lindsay. He'll give it up to Hepburn, high on the right with 14 to shoot. Hepburn against Braden Carrington. Chucky on the left-hand dribble. Takes the left foul line extended. He'll throw to Crowell, left of the circle. 7 to shoot. Inside feed deflected. Wall pulls it down. 4 to shoot. Wall left of the lane. Move it on Ola Joseph. 1 to shoot. Wall will. Back rim. No good. Rebound Ola Joseph of Minnesota. 7:25 remaining. Still tied at 55. The defense there from the Gophers as Talon Cooper gets it going for Minnesota. Cooper left of the circle against Chucky Hepburn. Cooper rocks the dribble. A screen from Garcia. Cooper drifting to his right. Klesman will pick him up on the switch. Cooper on the right wing. Throws it out to Battle. He's with Hepburn now. Rotating to Carrington. Matched up with Lindsay. Carrington with 7 to shoot. Carrington right lane line against Isaac Lindsay. Leans in. Tough shot. Blocked. Foul called on Lindsay. Braden Carrington will go to the free throw line as Isaac Lindsay picks up his first foul.
Carrington was able to lower his left shoulder and get a little space there, a little separation, then forced the foul or drew the foul on Lindsay.
Carrington a little better than 70% at the free throw line. First attempts for him tonight, 7 points in the game, and he is good with the first. Asijan and Gilmore back in for Wisconsin. Actually, not yet for Gilmore. Asijan is in for Lindsay. 6:57 remaining, 56-55, Minnesota. Carrington with a second free throw in the air and good. 2-point lead for the Gophers, 6:57 remaining. Went down to the wire a couple of months ago, and it has all the look of the same thing here tonight. Wisconsin and Minnesota. Crowell at the top, throws to Hepburn around a Crowell screen. Chucky, right of the lane, works into the paint, out the wall, top of the arc. A pass for Klesman, left of the circle. Goes into Crowell, left of the lane against Garcia. Backing is Crowell. Stevie in the paint, turns up, left hand, good, and one. Steven Crow with the left hand. And we're tied at 57 in a free throw coming up.
And we've talked about the versatility of Garcia, but it's still a mismatch when you've got a seven-footer. Crow matched against Garcia in the paint.
Steven Crow with 20 points. His career-high 25 against Western Michigan. Crow at the line. Free throw is good. 58-57 Wisconsin. 6:33 remaining. Two Minnesota guys, Crow and Wall, they've combined for 40. 21 for Crow, the rest from Tyler Wall. Carrington hands off to Jamison Battle. He'll throw to Talon Cooper between the circles. Cooper holds and looks, finds a cutting Battle. In the lane, cut off by Klesman. Now Ola Joseph rocks the dribble against Crow. Shot clock at 7. Cooper right of the circle. Inside feed, Garcia catches. 3 to shoot. Garcia against Wall. Turns baseline up right hand. Good. With the shot clock winding down, Garcia with 19. 59-58 Minnesota with 5:55 remaining. Hepburn off a high screen from Crow. Chucky throws to Crow. Left wing feeds Hepburn. Chucky baseline left. And finds a cutting Esegin down the lane. The layup good for Connor Esegin. Good movement without the ball. Again, Esegin is rewarded. 60-59 Wisconsin with 5:35 to play. 9 points tonight for Connor Esegin. His first points there in this second half. Talon Cooper high on the right. Garcia the screen. Cooper steps back. Wheels it to Olden Joseph. And a whistle off the ball as Garcia went to the floor. He was sent there by Tyler Wall. Pretty good hip check there from Wall. That's 3 fouls now on Tyler.
I can't help but think about something you said earlier in the game, too, because you foreshadowed the potential here for one of Minnesota's players who has been dormant for most of the night, and that's Jamison Battle.
Mm-hmm.
He can take over a game in a matter of seconds.
He has 3 points in the game, and it was his buzzer-beating three at the half. Terrell Payne in there right now for Ola Joseph, and the inbounds pass goes to Payne, playing with 4 fouls. Payne by double by Crow and Esegin. Crow took one to the face. They play on. Carrington feeds Garcia for 3, right of the circle, no good. Rebound Terrell Payne, and he gets it out of there. Second chance Minnesota with 5:09 to play. Badgers up 1. Talon Cooper high on the left against Chucky Hepburn. Payne the screen. Hepburn trying to work over it. Cooper, a little hesitation dribble. Little drawn kick for Garcia. Back to Payne, or to Cooper rather. 3 to shoot. Running left-hander. No offensive foul on Talon Cooper as Hepburn took the hit. 3 on Talon Cooper. 7 on Minnesota. Player-controlled non-shooting foul. 4:54 to play. It's 60-59 Wisconsin.
Seems like we've been here before.
Yeah, a time or two, right? Here's Chucky Hepburn, left side of the front court against Cooper. Chucky throws to Crow, back to Hepburn. Chucky baseline left, probing. Now starts to back. Hepburn in the lane. Pivot goes up left hand. No good. Rebound Braden Carrington. 4:33 to play. 60-59 Wisconsin. Talon Cooper works off the screen. Heads by Crow. A throw to Battle. On the left wing. Feeds Garcia. Austin Garcia gives it up to Cooper as the Gophers get organized offensively. 15 on the shot clock. Carrington tries a 3 right side. Too long. No good. Max Klesman the rebound for Wisconsin. 4:13 to play. 60-59. Wisconsin leads Minnesota. Steven Crow hands off to Connor Esegin. Esegin baseline left. Leans in. Goes up. And a foul before the shot. And that is on Pharrell Payne, and he has fouled out. The gifted freshman will end with 5 points here tonight. He DQs with 4:05 remaining.
Give credit to Esegin for attacking the baseline, and just so happened, Payne tried to cut him off and picked up that person.
Payne gets a nice round of applause here from this Williams Arena crowd. 5 points, 3 rebounds. Joshua Ola Joseph is in there as Connor Esegin at the foul line for a 1-1. Front end is good. Esegin 87% at the stripe coming into the game. And he is now in double figures, the third Badger to get there. Connor with 10 points. 61-59 Wisconsin, 4:05 remaining. Esegin had 11 in the first game against the Gophers in early January at the Kohl Center. Trying to match that number here, and he does as he makes both free throws. 62-59, Wisconsin. Badgers led by as many as five early in the game. Gophers have led by as many as seven a couple of times. Tight throughout. Here's Cooper to the line. Cooper leads it for Garcia. The pass goes through his hands and out of bounds to Wisconsin. As we have the under four immediate timeouts. Down to the end we go yet again from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 3:53 to play. Wisconsin 62, Minnesota 59. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brewpub, Lots of Matzah Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Take part in a Madison tradition. Sign up today for the Crazy Lakes Classic on Saturday, April 29th. Register for the 8K run or 2-mile walk. Visit CrazyLakesClassic.com. Finish on the Camp Randall Field, then enjoy the post-race party featuring Rod, Tough Curls, and the bench press. The Crazy Lakes Classic is presented by J.D. McCormick Properties, Odyssey Greek Yogurt, Mueller Sports Medicine, The Joint Chiropractic, and NBC 15. To learn more or to register, visit CrazyLakesClassic.com.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game, the Minnesota boys, Tyler Wall and Steven Crowell. Stevie with 21 points, 7 rebounds. Tyler with 19 points and 4 boards tonight. We are carrying the weight here tonight. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 3:53 remaining at the barn. Wisconsin 62, Minnesota 59.
Wall and Crowell have done it so efficiently, too, combining for 17 of 24 from the field.
Yeah, everything is being done inside the arc. The next three-pointer Wisconsin tries in the second half will be the first three-pointer Wisconsin tries in the second half. 14 of 22 after halftime. All inside the arc. Minnesota 9 of 18 overall, 2 of 6 from downtown. Badgers 8 of 9 at the foul line tonight, too. That is encouraging, to say the least. The Gophers 5 out of 10.
A little pressure on Ola Joseph now to man the post defensively.
Playing with 3 fouls, and it's been a tough ask for him to do that tonight. So the Badgers will be on offense. They've been in these close games, these one-possession games with the ball, and it's just been a struggle and a half trying to get that next bucket to try to gain a little bit of space. Here comes Chucky Hepburn with 3:50 to play. A pass for Klesman along the right sideline. Beats Crowell top of the circle. Garcia sags off. Crowell finds a Sejan in the lane. One pump. Pivots. Fades. Flips. Missed. Rebound Braden Carrington of Minnesota with 3:35 to play. Three-point lead, Wisconsin. Salon Cooper to the front court. Cooper at the top, off the Garcia screen, a throw to Battle for three, and the tie. It's off the rim, no good. Carrington, the rebound, just ripped it over the head of Connor Esegian. Second chance, Minnesota. Garcia left of the lane, moving in on Wall, off the left block. Now picked up the dribble, throwing to Battle. Juggled and then gathered out to Talon Cooper, shot clock at 5. Cooper high on the left, 3 to shoot. Cooper drives on Wall in the lane, running right-hander, danced off the rim, no good. Wall the rebound. 3 minutes to play, 62-59. Wisconsin leads Minnesota. Hepburn walks it through the center circle. Going to Max Klesman high on the left. Klesman turns down the screen from Crowell, works baseline left, drifts outside the arc, takes the top of the circle, now to the free throw line, and it's taken away by Talon Cooper. Turnover, Wisconsin. Cooper with Hepburn back. Cooper down the lane, pushed it up, and in, and one on Chucky Hepburn, and the Gophers have a chance to tie the game.
Huge play by Cooper. He deflected the ball away from Max Klesmit at one end, took it to the other, and scored off the glass, drawing the foul at the opposite end.
That's one of those you almost, you're Chucky, you got to let him go there. That was just enough contact to draw the whistle, but you weren't going to stop the bucket. So Cooper, a 59% free throw shooter. Free throws in the air. It's good, and we're tied at 62. 2:37 left in regulation. And Hepburn brings it up for the Badgers. They come to their feet at Williams Arena. Max Klesmit across the top of the circle, throws to Hepburn high on the left. Feeding Crowell left of the lane against Garcia. Single coverage. Crowell trying to back. Now the double briefly from Ola Joseph. Crowell gives it up to Asija. Baseline left. Eight to shoot. Now Klesmit left of the circle. Looking at the rim and a three in the air left of the circle. Off the rim, no good. Carrington the rebound with 2:08 to play. That was the first three-point attempt of the second half for Wisconsin. Cooper to the front court. Timeout Minnesota. 2:01 to play. Tied at 62. We'll keep it here.
Tough shot for Klesmit trying to get it over Jamison Battle. But the clock was winding down. But Wisconsin got trapped the left side of the floor with the siege, and they doubled him. There wasn't a whole lot of space to get the ball reversed.
Well, back to what I was talking about a moment ago. Badgers with a couple chances to get this to two possessions. Come up empty on the possessions. Turned it over and one at the other end. And now the Gophers have it back with 2:01 to play, tied at 62.
Fair foul. You wonder, too, about the mindset of a team that has played so many two-possession games, games decided by 5 points or less this year. Mentally, are you confident going into the final seconds or not?
Yeah, and last year the answer was obviously yes, right? The run that Wisconsin got on and then, you know, ran out of steam at the end. But you win 12 straight games like that, you know, luck is always a factor, but it becomes more than that. It becomes a belief. And now, as you say, it could be the flip side. They've had, you know, the Michigan game, the Purdue game. They've had these close ones go against them.
Both Northwestern games.
Yes. I mean, they're 10-9 in games that have gone right down to the wire in regulation. Inbounds pass to Talon Cooper. Out between the circles as we play on. Cooper off the Garcia screen. Cooper right lane line, and he pushed off Hepburn. Charge called. Yes, sir. That was an easy call as he got Hepburn as that left arm went up. And Chucky, you know, yeah, did he sell it? Probably. But when that left arm gets up like that, that free arm, you are not going to get the whistle in your favor. So a turnover for Minnesota with a minute 53 left in a tie game at 62. Ben Johnson stating his case to no avail as Hepburn brings it up, throws to Besiege and high on the right, feeds Klesmit on the right wing. Klesmit looking inside. He'll throw it to Crowell, right elbow. Back to Max, high on the right. Sends to Hepburn, outside left, 15 to shoot. Hepburn off the wall screen. Chucky out to Besiege. Off the left wing, the runner left of the lane, off the rim, and no, and an offensive foul on Besiege. With a minute 31 to play, as Ola Joseph took the hit. Matching offensive fouls, 91 seconds remaining, tied at 62. And here comes Talon Cooper for Minnesota. Cooper walks it through the midcourt logo. It's the instructions from Ben Johnson, a minute 20 to play. Carrington throws to Cooper between the circles. A minute 15 to play, 15 to shoot. Garcia outside right feeds Battle back to Garcia. Pass off his hands and out of bounds. Off the screen and roll. Turnover Minnesota with a minute 10 to play.
Well, Battle had the right idea, the concept. A little hard pass to catch, don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Still tied at 62. Here's Hepburn to the front court. 105 remaining in regulation. Hepburn off a high screen from Crowell. Chucky high on the right. Goes to Klesmit along the right sideline. Max drifting well above the three-point line. 55 seconds to play. Make it 56 to play. Timeout Greg Gard with 56.1 left in regulation. Wisconsin 62, Minnesota 62. Both teams have now one timeout available.
Both teams have made some big mistakes here over the last few possessions.
Yeah, we have seen two teams leaving it all out there, and we're seeing two teams that are flawed. It is what it is. Badgers have the possession arrow. Both teams are in the bonus. The next Minnesota foul will have Wisconsin in the double bonus. those things to keep in mind. 56.1 to play, 17 on the shot clock for Wisconsin. Badgers 62, Gophers 62.
It's really hard to get away what's been successful for Wisconsin. That's dumping the ball down low to Waller Crowell,
yep.
Correct?
Yep.
I mean, the worst case scenario is they get fouled to go to the line.
Max Klesman, front court sideline rights will inbound. Jamison Battle comes up a little bit on Klesman. And the inbounds pass goes to Hepburn. Now 15 to shoot. Chucky between the circles. Cooper defends. High screen wall. Chucky uses it. Left of the circle. Three in the air. Got it! Hepburn cold-blooded from the left side. 65-62 Wisconsin. 43 seconds remaining. Here's Battle. Hands off to Carrington. Feeds to line Cooper between the circles. Cooper holds it off the right hip. 35 seconds to play. Garcia in the lane. 10-footer. Back rim no good. Wall the rebound. Gives to Klesman. He'll throw to Hepburn. 27 seconds left. And Chucky is fouled. With 26 and a half seconds to play. 65-62 Wisconsin. And Hepburn will step to the line for two shots.
It was kind of the Chucky Hepburn signature, too. That little step back where he was able to get separation on Cooper for a really good look at the rim. He made it.
Just the second three try of the half for Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn, 70% free throw shooter. 11 points in the game. His first attempts at the line tonight. Badgers lead by three, 26 and a half seconds left in regulation. First free throw, Hepburn in the air. No good. One more coming, trying to make this a two-possession game. Remember, both teams have one timeout available. Right guard ready to get Isaac Lindsay back in there. Second free throw, Hepburn in the air. Good. One out of two for Chucky. So Lindsay will come in for Stephen Crowell. 66-62 Wisconsin, and now a timeout is taken. Minnesota using its final timeout. 26 and a half seconds left in regulation. Wisconsin 66, Minnesota 62, as Chucky Hepburn has shot Wisconsin into the lead in the final minute.
Minnesota's last three possessions, charging foul on Cooper, turnover. So the Gophers last scored a field goal at 2:37. That was on a Cooper layup.
Badgers, as we all know, in desperate need of a win. Got to start stacking them now. And then see what they can do in Chicago. They draw Ohio State Wednesday at 5:30. Depending on which bracketologist you lean on, they're still considered by at least a couple of them, last four in, by some others, not so good. And the bottom line is, you just got to win games here. And how many is anyone's guess to try to make it a little bit more doable to get in there? The selection Sunday a week from tonight. They're trying to finish the deal here. Far from over, obviously. 26 and a half seconds remaining. 66-62, Wisconsin. Carter Gilmore back in there for Wisconsin, along with Lindsay, Wall, Klesman, and Hepburn. Jamison Battle will be throwing it in. Jaden Henley back in there. Hepburn in the backcourt with him. Inbounds pass to Henley, and Chucky going to try to turn him a little bit, and he does. Henley gets it across, left side to Carrington, 20 seconds left. Carrington baseline left, and he got bumped by Isaac Lindsay as Isaac was getting beat baseline. So a 1-1 coming up for Minnesota, down four with 17.9 seconds to play. As Crowell and Asijan ready to check back in for Wisconsin. This is a 1-1 for Carrington, who is 2-for-2 today. So Asijan and Crowell in, Lindsay and Gilmore out. Braden Carrington with 9 points, Gophers 6-of-11 at the foul line tonight. As I mentioned, Carrington is 2-for-2. 1-1 for the freshman. In the air, it is off the rim and in. It hit most of the rim and fell through. 66-63. Wisconsin. 17.9 seconds remaining.
Ben Johnson couldn't have asked for a better scenario to cut into this lead with the clock stopped.
Second free throw, Carrington in the air. Good. 66-64, Wisconsin. And now Taurus Samuels comes in for Carrington. Samuels, 6'1", fifth-year senior. Playing sparingly here. He's played 16 minutes total in the last six games. Badgers up two. Wall inbounding against pressure. Tyler looking. Gets it into Hepburn. Chucky in the backcourt. Feeds Max Klesmet, who gets fouled by Battle with 14 and a half seconds to play. Klesmet shoots two with the Badgers up by two. 14.5 seconds to play.
Pretty quiet night offensively for Max Klesmet. One of six from the field, one of four from beyond the arc. This will be his first attempt at the free throw line.
Yeah, hit a three in the first half. He is 68% at the foul line this season. First attempt in the air, short. So the Gophers very much alive. Carrington in. Carter Gilmore ready to check back in for Wisconsin. Ola Joseph is out. 66-64 Wisconsin, 14 and a half seconds remaining. Klesmet missed the first free throw. Second one coming up. Eyes the rim. Free throw in the air. Good. 3-point lead, Wisconsin. So the old foul up three question back into play. 14 and a half seconds remaining. 67-64 Wisconsin. And Braden Carrington will inbound into Samuels in the backcourt. Hepburn harassing, a bump of play on, a reach of play on, and now the foul by Hepburn at half court with 9.5 seconds remaining. And a little early, but he went ahead and did it. And now the Gophers in the double bonus. And Taurus Samuels, 11 of 18. So if I said a little early, but Samuels doesn't get there often, and 11 of 18 at the foul line. 67-64 Wisconsin, 9.5 seconds to play. Two-shot foul for Samuels. First free throw is in the air, and it's off the rim, no good. And now Crowell will check back in for Gilmore. Badgers have Crowell, Wall, Asijan, Hepburn, and Klesmet. It's Henley, Carrington, Samuels, Battle, and Garcia for Minnesota. 3-point lead, Wisconsin, 9.5 seconds to play. Samuels missed the first free throw attempt. Second one coming up in the air, and it's good. 2-point lead for the Badgers. Gophers out of timeouts. Badgers have one, which could be important if Wall has trouble getting it inbounds. He'll inbound against pressure. Olda Joseph in there in the face of Wall. And Wall into Klesmet. Wide pass taken away by Battle. And then Klesmet reached in on Battle for the foul. And Battle will shoot two with the Gophers down two. 7.8 seconds remaining.
And I'm Tyler Wall rushed that pass.
They did.
I mean, Klesmet was still in the process of cutting towards the baseline. And it was behind him.
Battle is an 85% free throw shooter. He has 3 points tonight. His first attempt in the air, no good, short. 67-65 Wisconsin with 7.8 seconds remaining.
You wouldn't intentionally miss here. Too much time or not?
I think you probably make it here. He looked over at Ben Johnson. Let's see. Second attempt in the air, and it's good. Badgers up one. 7.8 seconds to play. Wall roaming, gets it into Klesmet, who gets fouled right away by Battle. 7.4 seconds to play. 67-66, Wisconsin. Second foul on Jamison Battle. And the pressure free throws again for Klesmet, who split his two throws a moment ago. 7.4 seconds to play. Wisconsin 67, Minnesota 66. 4 points tonight for Max Klesmet. Ready with the first free throw in the air, straight through for Max.
Gophers are probably having deja vu to the Rutgers game.
68-66 Wisconsin. Second attempt coming up for Klesmet. Gilmore ready to check back in. Second free throw, Klesman, good. 69-66, Wisconsin. Gilmore in, Crowell out. Badgers up three, 7.4 seconds to play. And Battle ready to inbound to Carrington. Back to Battle with 5 seconds. Battle slams into Klesman. Foul called on Max. As, boy, Max Klesman, that was a wicked collision. Yeah, that might have been a little knee to knee there, too.
That wasn't a basketball play. That was a football play.
That was a good off-tackle effort. 4.6 seconds to play. 69-66. Wisconsin. As the Badgers again fouling. The Gophers, you know, much like Wisconsin, a very poor free throw shooting team. Minnesota 10 of 17 tonight. Mentioned Battle's been good at the line, but he split a pair a moment ago. Wisconsin up three, 4.6 seconds to play. First free throw, Battle is good. 69-67, Wisconsin. Crowell in, Gilmore out. And a reminder, the Badgers have the possession arrow, and they still have a timeout available. The Gophers do not. Two-point lead, Wisconsin. Second free throw, Jamison Battle. It's in the air. It's off the rim and out, no good. Rebound, Tyler Wall, and he gets fouled by Ola Joseph. That was a high-arching shot. Look, he was trying to miss that one on purpose, and now Wall goes to the other end for two shots. 3.6 seconds to play. Badgers clinging to a two-point lead.
Even though they didn't get the ball, that was a heck of an attempt, though.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
Because he left the ball up in the air, up for grabs.
Tyler Wall tonight, 3 of 3 at the foul line, 19 points, 7 rebounds, 3.6 seconds to play, 69-67, Wisconsin. Wall's first free throw is good. And it's now 70-67, Wisconsin. And now Wall can seal the game here. I shouldn't even say that. He can make it a two-possession game here if he makes the free throw. The way this season's been going. Can make it a four-point lead if he knocks it down. Free throw in the air. That's good. 71-67, Wisconsin. 3.5 seconds left. Here's Garcia launching from half court, off the rim, and over the glass. It's over, and the Badgers win it. They blow them out by four.
Well, considering all the trouble, all the disappointment this year in games decided by one or two possessions, this has got to feel awfully good to those players and that coaching staff. Because they've tried to answer the question as best as possible. For the game tonight, in fact, I asked a couple of the assistants, what is the difference in some of these games determined by 5 points or fewer this year versus last year? And it's a lot of the little things. And it's not always in the final 5 minutes of a game. It can happen early in the game as well. But I thought tonight we saw Wisconsin in the final 5 minutes kind of assert itself. It was one of those situations where they didn't want to lose this, and they played that way.
Well, the Badgers avoid what would have been a bad loss heading into the Big Ten tournament. Instead, it's win number 17 for the Badgers. They finished the regular season 17-13, and it's on to Chicago to take on Ohio State late Wednesday afternoon. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 71, Minnesota 67. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, college scholarships for the children of law enforcement, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on the USDSA and how you can help, visit usdeputy.org.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Fans, we thank you all who made the journey to the Kohl Center for Badger games this season. We know you came hungry and had a chance to scoop up a Brew Pub Lots of Matzah Pizza, official frozen pizza of UW Badgers Athletics. Brew Pub pizzas are loaded with more than half a pound of Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and are also available in your local grocery store. So now the Badgers have had officially 18 games decided by 5 points or less. They're 11-7 in those games. I bet you that surprises some people. They have now had 20 games, right? 19, 20 games go right down to the wire in regulation. And they've won more than they've lost, put it that way. They're 11-9 in games that have gone right down to the wire at the end of regulation. And the Badgers find a way to hold off Minnesota tonight, 71-67.
And this game was tied at 62 all with a little over 2 minutes left. During a stretch, the following subsequent stretch, both teams got sloppy with the basketball and made mistakes. And yet it came down to maybe one play that separated these two teams tonight. It was a Chucky Hepburn three with 47 seconds left, gave the Badgers a 65-62 lead. That's what they needed. They carried that in to the victory.
Yeah, they found a way. They hung on, and they were, you know, fouling a couple of times, up three late. I know that's the hot debate again, chapter 8,467 of that debate. Minnesota is not a particularly good free throw shooting team. Matter of fact, it's the worst in the country. So, it's, you know, we talked to Greg Gard about it earlier in the week. A lot of variables go into it, and this time they did it. But you know, that second free throw miss, intentional from Jamison Battle. He gave his team every chance
to
get the
rebound.
So, it worked out for Wisconsin here tonight. As, you know, we saw two teams who battled like crazy. We saw two teams that are flawed, but it turned into a pretty entertaining game again here tonight.
And one of the keys was obviously the way the Badgers played better D in the second half after being sieve-like at times in the first half. In conjunction with this, or in context with it, what they were able to do with Battle tonight, limiting them to 1 of 8 from the field, was huge.
Yeah, it was. Minnesota in the, you know, ends up 52% for the game, but in the second half, just 10 for 23. And the Badgers attempted two threes in the second half, a Klesmet miss late in the shot clock, and a Hepburn make that gave the Badgers the lead for good. Otherwise, they were 15 of 25 in the overall for the field in the second half. So 14 of 23 inside the three-point line. Wisconsin 71, Minnesota 67. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we designed the Ford trucks of the future for everyone. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years straight. Made for performance and capability on and off-road. Because the trucks of the future aren't designed for a few. They're built for America. Ford F-Series. Drive one today. Based on 1977 to 2021 calendar year total sales.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
Some companies are very standoffish or very afraid to get directly involved with the repair process. So we will physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Complete your bathroom makeover with 11% off everything at Menards. Find your dream vanity and bath cabinets with Obey Decors. They add extra storage and a touch of elegance to your bathroom. Get 11% off everything for your bathroom, including Obey Decors, vanities, and bath cabinets right now at Menards. Good through March 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. The senior day ceremony going on here at Williams Arena. The Badgers defeat the Gophers 71-67. So the tournament is set. By the way, Northwestern won at Rutgers tonight. So the Wildcats, the number two seed in this Big Ten Conference tournament. But as for the Badgers, they get Ohio State. They get Ohio State on Wednesday afternoon at 5:30. The winner of that game will play Iowa. The Hawkeyes are the number five seed. We'll break all that down later. Greg Gard now joins us post-game outside the locker room.
You guys got me?
Yeah, Greg, I got you. Got me?
Yep.
Yeah. We've talked many times about how the three-pointer can be the equalizer. Maybe we should talk now that the three-point shot is overrated until Chucky hit one.
Yeah.
Your ability to get work done in the paint in the second half. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that was obviously a emphasize that we knew we felt we had two pretty good post players when they can take their time and get their base and get their balance, and obviously Steve and Tyler did that, to get to the foul line like Tyler did. I know a couple of those were off the last rebound, but to play in the paint and shoot the inside out threes and not take the ones that are a little tougher, but really, really gritty, gutty performance here the second half. I mean, Max Klesmith, the job he did on Jamison Battle, holding him for 1-for-8. Chucky, maybe I told him not to get any ideas, don't get two fouls, but it may be the best 20 minutes he's played all year the second half. And obviously he had enough rest in the first half, I wasn't going to take him out. So just Isaac Lindsay, I thought, gave us good minutes too, and like I said, a gritty, gutty performance.
Greg, was there just a different focal point defensively in the second half? What was the difference?
Well, I told him my halftime talk was maybe the shortest, and I won't go into detail because you have FCC regulations, so I won't go into detail on what we talked about, but it was is one of the shorter ones I've had, and they responded, and it was the 20 minutes we needed to have to be able to wrap up the regular season, and the guys did a good job.
Yeah, they seemed to get back out on the floor early before the second half. We talked about this on your radio show, the whole foul three, do you not? I mean, you tried last week as we were beating the death of it with Michigan. A lot of variables go into it. Can you tell us a little bit of the philosophy tonight, making sure your guys got the foul?
I thought we did it, you know, even though we were going to do it, I thought even the first one, the 9 seconds is too much time, you know, and that almost bit us because we – you know, Max thought we were up three when he fouled Battle there when there was a miscommunication because he cut off the press break. Tyler didn't have the ball yet. The ref was still hanging on to it. And then he stopped and then took off again. And Tyler thought he would, you know, it was a bad read on a quarterback on a wrong route of a receiver. But yeah, he thought he was up. We were up three. That's why he grabbed Battle at the time. So anyway, yeah, I mean, that's... You try to do it 5 seconds and under, because if you don't, if you give them more time, then you're playing the, you know, the you're rolling the dice if you have a turnover against pressure or if you miss a free throw, and you're giving, you know, the team a lot of time to come down the floor and make a play. So it's, hey, it's 50-50. There's no right way. The only right way is when it works, whether you don't foul or do foul. There's no right way or wrong way. It's just... You know, when it works, you look like a genius. When you don't, you know, when it doesn't work, then like anything in coaching, then it always gets second-guessed.
I'm just glad Max survived that. That was a pretty good collision. He took it half-court from Battle there before. He's a tough dude, though.
Yeah, he is. Definitely close to a charge, but we got the job done. So what we want to accomplish.
So final thought, Greg. Regular season's over. Your guys have been through a ton. This is now like 20 down-to-the-wire games in regulation, of which you've won 11 of them here this season. But now, I mean, you got Ohio State. It's been a while since you played them. I mean, you guys are in play. You got a shot here.
Oh, yeah.
Your guys are plenty smart enough to know that full well, right?
Absolutely. They know. They know it's, you know, everybody's 0-0 now, and you're moving forward in the next tournament. And, you know, we'll hopefully 5 games in 5 days, but you only have 1 game in 1 day. That's all that matters right now is Wednesday night.
All right, and what matters right now is getting you guys home. So, thanks. Appreciate your time,
right,
Greg.
Thank you.
Right. Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us as Wisconsin defeats Minnesota 71-67. When we continue, we'll check out the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't. I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Here's your four.
Check out the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. Earlier today, Penn State rallied to get by Maryland 65-64. It was Purdue holding off Illinois 76-71. Nebraska went into Carver Hawkeye Arena and took down the Hawkeyes 81-77. Indiana in overtime got the better of Michigan 75-73. It was Northwestern winning at Rutgers 65-53. Mike, you're telling me they had a delay there because the scoreboard started smoking in Piscataway?
Billowing smoke out of the scoreboard. And I suggested it was halftime, that billowing smoke coming out of the collar of Greg Gard.
I think it was.
Apparently he confirmed it, too.
No, he absolutely confirmed it. Yeah, the short and sweet halftime chat. Badgers winning here tonight, 71-67. So the tournament bracket is set for Chicago. Purdue, of course, the one seed. Northwestern has the two seed. Indiana, the three seed. Michigan State is the four seed. For the Badgers' purposes, they'll play Ohio State Wednesday. It's 5:30 Central Time. The winner of that game will take on the number five seed, Iowa Hawkeyes, and that would be a Thursday 1:30 Central Time tip, either for Wisconsin and Ohio State, whoever gets through that game to take on Fran McCaffrey's Hawkeyes. That is a team that Wisconsin swept in the regular season. The Badgers won the one and only meeting against the Buckeyes that was in Columbus. Badgers a winner tonight by four.